National Theatre of Brent presents All the World's a Globe, Episode 8, The 20th Century. The First World War, the Roaring Twenties, the Second World War, the Ascent of Everest, the Life of Twiggy, the Royal Wedding, Urban Decay, the End of the World, and the Future. Presented by Desmond Olivier Dingle and Wallace.
Come, my colleagues. Tyranny is no more. Let us storm the Russian winter gardens and start communism off immediately.
Communism?
Communism.
Hooray!
Hooray!
And so, on that fateful day, October the 31st, 1916, began the French Revolution.
Russian Revolution.
Russian Revolution. The 20th century had begun. Meanwhile, in Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm Bill II and the Bismarck started the First World War.
Read all about it, read all about it. First World War begins, First World War begins.
Fortunately, however, the Bismarck was sunk and the English won.
Read all about it, read all about it. English win, English win.
I'll have a newspaper vendor.
You'll have a newspaper vendor?
I'll have a newspaper vendor.
You don't want to take me home, then?
Wallace.
God bless your glove.
No, God bless you, Gov.
Sorry?
God bless you, Gov.
Oh, God bless you, Gov.
Yeah.
What's that, then?
It's a Cockney expression.
God bless you, Gov.
Right.
I get it.
After which came the Roaring Twenties.
Read all about it. Roaring Twenties begin. Roaring Twenties begin.
Famous for the Charleston, a rather interesting amalgam of the names Charlton and Heston, which as yet appears to have been noticed only by myself. And the Thirties. Famed.
Read all about it. Thirties begin. Thirties begin.
Thank you, Wallace. Famed for the prohibition in which all drink was banned. Hello there, Blue Eyes. Let's have...
All drink?
Yeah. Hello there.
All drink banned?
Yes.
You must have been incredibly thirsty.
No, alcoholic drink.
Oh.
They had water?
Yes.
Soft drink?
Yes.
But no alcohol?
No.
I get it.
Hello there, Blue Eyes.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm American, aren't I?
Am I American too?
Yes.
Hello there, Blue Eyes.
Hello.
Let's have all your hooch.
All my what?
Hooch.
Pardon?
It's American slang for illicitly distilled spirits.
Hooch.
Yes.
So would you like my hooch, then?
Yes, please.
Where shall I put the hooch?
In the meat wagon, punk.
The meat wagon?
Yes, just put it in the meat wagon.
Okay, Four Eyes.
I beg your pardon?
What?
What did you call me Four Eyes for?
You called me punk?
No, I'm supposed to.
Why?
Because I'm the cop. You are the illicit distillery manager.
Making all the hooch?
Yes.
So anyway, Chief Inspector, I've put all the hooch with the meat. Wagon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This was immediately followed by the Second World War.
Read all about it. Second World War begins. Second World War begins.
Which was started by the Germans once again, I'm sorry to say, and once again plunged Europe into turmoil. And so it was that on the 3rd of September 1939, the voice of Neville Chamberlain, the then Prime Minister, was heard on radios throughout the globe. Where's Ben Kingsley?
Who?
Ben Kingsley.
Ben Kingsley? What's he doing then?
He's playing Neville Chamberlain, isn't he?
Is he?
Yes. Where is he?
I don't know where he is.
Carry on, Wallace. I'll go and find him.
Carry on what?
The next bit.
The Second World War?
No. No, we'll come back to that. Do the 50s.
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 Don't keep saying 50s all the time, Wallace. Just get on with it.
I wasn't saying 50s all the time. You were saying 50s all the time.
Do the 50s, Wallace.
Okay, Desmond. Leave it to me.
I read all about it. The 50s begin. The 50s begin. Then, after the war, came the 50s, when everything was rebuilt, such as the slums. The 50s was also famous for the coronation, the discovery of ITV, Wimbledon, and the ascent of Everest by Sir Edmund Hillary. I'll play both parts in this bit.
So, Sir Edmund, I understand you just come off the Everest.
That is correct, Your Highness Queen.
In that case, arise, Sir, Sir Edmund Hillary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
50s continued. The 50s was also famous for the 60s, which was famous for youth, chiefly, who became particularly numerous at this time. Also in the 60s was the space race and the Profumo affair, in which...
Right, no sign of him. Thoroughly shabby behaviour, if I may say so. We'll just have to go back to World War II now.
And so it was, the Second World War was declared. And so it was, the Second World War... Will you stop making that noise, Wallace?
What?
That!
Not me.
Look, there are only two people in this studio, Wallace, and it's certainly not me.
What about Mr. Barker?
He's asleep, isn't he? There! That's you, Wallace!
It's not me, Desmond. It's coming from next door.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's coming from in there, Desmond.
Well, we'll tell him to shut up.
Me?
Wallace! Ladies and gentlemen...
It's a man with a drill, Desmond!
If I can hear that, Wallace... Oi, chum! We are attempting to recreate one of the most pivotal and... All right, point taken. Thank you very much. We'll just go somewhere else, then.
Where?
We'll go in the corridor. Mr. Barker?
That was All the World's a Globe.
No, not yet. We're going to do it in the corridor.
Do what in the corridor?
The Second World War.
Knock on the window, Wallace. Tell the man we're going into the corridor.
Okay. We're going into the corridor!
And so it was, the Second World War.
Your chair, Mr. Barker.
And...
Yes, please. I've got your screen.
The Second World...
Mr. Barker.
Oh, yes. For God's sake, Wallace. The Second World War was declared. Sirens, Wallace.
Sirens?
Do the sound effects.
Sirens.
And the gallant British people rallied round their great leader.
Queen Elizabeth II.
No, I mean the war leader, Wallace. Winston Churchill.
Oh, so what happened to the Queen, then?
She was sent into...
Storage.
Hiding.
Hiding.
Bombs, Wallace.
Sorry?
Bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Rallied round their great leader, Sir Winston Churchill. Winning.
What are you doing?
Whinnying.
That was his nickname, wasn't it?
Oh, I get it.
Rallied round their great leader, Sir
it's
Winston...
It's the tea trolley, Desmond.
You don't want any tea, Wallace.
Mr. Barker's getting one.
All right. And a packet of biscuits. Can we keep the noise down, please? Rallied round their great leader, Sir Winston Churchill, who met the German Chancellor of the Exchequer, Adolf Hitler. And Hitler's... Right, cut the bombs, please, Wallace.
Right you are, Desmond.
And Hitler said...
Aha, 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 we are Nazis. Aha, aha, and we will rule the whole globe, in particular Great Britain. Aha, ha, ha.
What on earth do you think you sound like, Wallace?
I'm being Hitler.
Doesn't sound anything like Hitler.
Well, I don't know what he sounded like.
He was German, wasn't he?
I've never met a German, have I, Desmond?
Well, it's pathetic, Wallace.
So you play Hitler?
I'm Churchill, aren't I?
Well, I'll play Churchill.
Oh, that'd be ridiculous, Wallace. You couldn't possibly play Churchill.
Why not?
Churchill is probably the greatest living Englishman, Wallace.
He's dead, isn't he?
The greatest dead living Englishman, Wallace.
So?
So, Wallace, it is traditional in the theatre, and particularly on radio, that I play Churchill.
Right then.
Right. After you, Wallace.
We are Nazis. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha.
Right.
We are going to go to war with Germany, and we will never be invaded, cause we are Great Britain.
What are you talking like that for, Desmond?
That's how he spoke, isn't it?
Sorry, Desmond, sorry. I won't laugh this time. Go on. Do it again, go on.
Cause we are going to...
All right, that's it. All right, we'll cut the war.
Yeah. Go to war.
Your silly and irresponsible behaviour has basically ruined it for everybody else, Wallace. 50s, please.
You've done the 50s.
Right, we'll do the 60s. The 60s was also famous for youth.
I've done that, Desmond.
So where are we then?
The Profumo affair.
Right. Carry on then, please, Wallace.
What, here in the corridor?
Yes, please.
It's your line, Desmond.
Do you need me for this?
No, I think you can...
It could be Christine Keeler.
Oh, well, I don't think that would be...
Look, can we just get on with it? And who are you, my little nymphet?
I am Christine Keeler.
I am Mandy Rice Davis. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
We was wondering, Lord Profumo.
Yes?
Desmond. All the people are watching.
Yes, I think we'll move on now.
So what about the Profumo affair?
Well, that was more or less the end of the Profumo affair. Thank you very much. If you wouldn't mind returning to your to your work, we was just here, as it were, temporarily.
Go back in your offices. Go away, secretaries.
All right, Wallace.
Sorry, Desmond.
But we'll be popping back to the studio
Just as soon as
Brilliant, stop, Desmond.
We'll be moving back into the studio straight away to continue. And so it was...
Don't forget your chair, Mr. Barker.
And so it was...
Shall I bring your tea, Desmond?
Yes, please, Wallace, and bring the packet of biscuits, please.
I'll the chair.
All right. And so it was...
Ah, nice to be back.
Yeah.
Yes, it certainly is.
Right. And so it was...
Oh, dear. Tired now.
And so it was... The Perfumer Affair rocked the Tory government, who therefore doubled prescription charges, joined the common market, and introduced VAT, or VAT, or value-added tax. And now, the life of Twiggy. Wallace, please.
Excuse me.
And you wait, please. But we are trying to finish a radio programme, if you don't mind. Wallace.
Excuse me?
Yes. Can I help you?
I am Twiggy.
I can see that you are very, very thin.
I am very thin, yes.
Anyway, that notwithstanding, do you drive a Mini?
I do, as it happens, and I also wear one.
I beg your pardon?
I wear a Mini dress.
Ah, yes. I can see that you are, and I find it very attractive.
Thank you.
Immediately after the 60s came the 70s.
Read all about it. 70s begin. 70s begin.
Followed immediately, of course, by the 80s.
Read all about it. 80s begin. 80s...
Oh, I shut up.
Thank you.
Famous, of course, for the Mary Rose, in-car telephones, the royal wedding, and urban decay.
Excuse me.
Look, we've had enough bother with your drilling all morning, not to mention your very abusive manner. Now, will you stand over there, please?
But I don't think...
Over there!
Over there, punk!
It's all right, Wallace. And finally, the end of the world.
The end of the world.
I'm Ben Kingsley.
And so it was... I beg your pardon.
I'm Ben Kingsley.
Oh, yes.
Look, I'm sorry I was late. My train was delayed at Coventry.
Beat it, Four Eyes!
Wallace! Ow! You kicked me, Desmond.
No, we were just, Mr. King, King Bensley. Ben King, Lord King's, Ben.
Shall I do my speech?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now?
Yes, please.
Oh, right.
Sorry, Desmond, I didn't realise.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as the new dawn of the future dawns, here is Lord Ben Kingsley with a message. Thank you.
I am speaking to you from the Cabinet Room of No. 10 Downing Street. This morning, our ambassador in Berlin handed the German government a final note stating that if they didn't begin withdrawing their forces from Poland by noon today, a state of war would exist between us. I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received and that consequently this country is now at war with Germany, basically. Is that all right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Is that it?
Yeah. And so, we spin on in space, going who knows where.
Is that it, Desmond?
Yes, Wallace.
Okay.
Thank you again so very, very, very much indeed.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you very much again, Ben.
Keep out of this, Wallace.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Barker.
Don't mention it.
No, I mean... Thank you.
Sorry?
Thank you.
Now?
Yes, please.
Right. That was All the World's a Globe, starring Desmond Olivier Dingle and Wallace. Patrick Barlow's book of the same name is published by Methuen and was adapted for radio by the author, with additional material by Jim Broadbent and the director of the National Theatre of Brent, Martin Duncan. Sound for the series was by John Whitehall. The National Theatre of Brent would like to thank Patrick Barlow, Jim Broadbent, very special guest Ben Kingsley, myself, Peter Barker, and the producer, Lissa Evans.